Thayer pulled few punches as he told lawmakers that all 11 of Wisconsin's tribes opposed the state's new mining law, which is aimed at clearing the way for a massive open-pit mine in Iron and Ashland counties. He said natural resources could not be traded like an asset or commodity.
We cannot cash in our natural resources for corporate profit.
Thayer said there needed to be more government-to-government consultation with tribes on issues that affect them.
So I ask this distinguished body to consider this offer. When it comes time to make a difficult decision on resources and policies that impact us both, that we agree to meet. Sometimes we never agree, but we should never let outsiders make our laws for us.
The line drew big applause from the audience in the public gallery, but little applause from Republicans. Speaker Pro Tem Bill Cramer actually left the assembly chamber, telling reporters afterward that the speech was disrespectful. Thayer also attacked Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources over a decision by the DNR to reduce walleye limits for fishermen after Wisconsin's tribes announced they plan to spear an additional 5,300 fish. Thayer said that increase was based in science and accused the DNR of ulterior motives.
It's a political ploy. That's how we feel, to embarrass tribes into harvest a fewer fish.
Thayer said the DNR's actions brought him back to the 1980s, when tensions ran high over spearfishing controversies in northern Wisconsin. The department issued a statement after the speech saying that tribes were acting lawfully, but that the department's responsibility was to the sustainability of the fishery. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.